Well, just wanted to touch on a couple points before we open up and take questions. You know, I think for us, we're still busy right now with as the draft is coming to a close. We're getting into the college free agent process, and that's an important time as well. You know, every year, when I was a head coach, and I know each of the last couple of years with Reggie here, free agents have made the team and contributed. So this is an important time as well. But you know, this has been a very productive offseason, and our free agency was sound and solid, and we acquired some really good players and strengthened our team, made it more competitive. And then, you know, we feel like we come out of this draft weekend, you know, feeling good about the work that went into it and the way it laid out for us, and the fact that we're able to acquire some really good players. They're excited to be Raiders. So it was a good process, and we had a good weekend. I think on top of that, when you look at the facility upgrades and some of the things that we've got going on right now, it's a great time to be a Raider. So I'm excited to be leading the franchise. I think you saw early in this draft, it was big, versatile, smart, tough guys. As the draft went on, we hit an area where we ended up being in, I think, three consecutive linebackers went off. You know, one that's probably going to play defensive end. And, as we got to the later part of the draft, including some of those linebackers' depth and special team value and those things come into play, we drafted a returner late. And so, you know, really a lot of the targets that we went into in terms of needs matched up in certain areas with the value of the board. And that's how we put together our draft weekend. But I think it was a very, very strong effort. And I'm really pleased with the way, you know, the coaching staff and the scouting staff worked together and had a strong, strong performance. So, questions.
What did you like about the linebackers, Heaney and Ball? And is Ball a possibility of strong safety, or are you strictly a linebacker?
Neron's is a linebacker, very versatile linebacker. Can really play on the line or off the ball. He's in a 235 to 240 pound range. He's probably built similarly to Ray Ray Armstrong in terms of his length and size and speed. And Heaney's a real productive player. I mean, a smart guy, tough guy, fast guy. We feel like he can come in and impact special teams for sure right away, but we'll allow all these guys will get a chance to come in here and compete and earn their way. So, we won't put a lid on them.
Jack, the trading down twice in the fourth round, were you guys looking, if you could, to be able to get some extra picks today to add some depth, or was that just a matter of how things looked at the top of the fourth round? What went into that?
Yeah, I would say that there was an opportunity to move down, and we saw some depth in the board and took advantage of that opportunity to slide down a little bit and pick up some picks.
Coach, how did you guys balance staying true to your draft board and taking the best available player and also fulfilling your needs at the same time?
Yeah, well, you have to realize when you come into it, you can't always fulfill every need that you maybe go into or every person on the wish list. But I thought for the most part, we were disciplined in terms of, staying with value and working the board from that standpoint. So, yeah, I think that there's always that, that question, are you addressing need? You certainly have to at some point, but are you taking value? And I think in particular early, I think we had great value early. And then as it goes on in the draft cycle and you start working where there are many people across the board, then it certainly makes sense to address needs specifically.
Jack, you drafted a couple kids with pretty significant life issues in their background, serious illnesses or poverty when they were young, things like that. I know you're trying to find talent, not good stories, but does that kind of perseverance make an impact on you when you talk to a kid?
Well, I think it can. I think, one of the things that we you know, we covet is guys that have grit, guys that have a chip on their shoulder, something to prove, guys that, you know, play. There's some purpose to them and why they go about things and why they attack things and all that. So, you know, I know there are some unique stories, some very touching stories. We didn't you know, seek those out, but we are aware of, you know, several of those stories.
Jack, when you took Cooper yesterday, you took a receiver that can do just about everything as a receiver. Your tight end is a guy that can, you know, both block and receive. Today there was, I believe the guard you took said, look, I can play all five positions across the line, right, if I need to. And the same thing with Heaney said, I'll play any of those linebacker spots. I can do any of them. Is that having that kind of versatility and being able to plug guys in, how valuable is that? And is that something you seek out?
We do. I think, you know, each of them, you know, kind of have a different story. You know, I think with the tight end, Clive, I think he's a complete tight end. You know, so are you a blocking tight end or receiving tight end? We think he's both. We think he can do both. So, you know, in terms of John, you know, in terms of him and his offensive line experience, you know, he's played center, he's played guard, he's played tackle. So, yeah, that's great versatility. So, you know, certainly that weighs into it. It's part of the process, you know, that these guys, you know, are capable of being more than just a guy that's limited to one specific role, one specific situation where he can thrive. So, you know, that helped them in terms of their status with us.
Coach, you took Anthony Morris, a tackle out of Tennessee State. What did you see from him? And Dexter McDonald, a corner out of Kansas. What did you see from him?
Okay. Well, you know, Anthony, big athletic guy. I had him in for a visit. You know, we feel like he has room to grow and develop. You know, being taken late like that, coming from a small school, there's a lot of development ability there. You know, we feel like get our hands on him that we could potentially help him grow into something, you know, bigger and better, and may have an opportunity to really develop into a real player. And so, you know, you take shots on guys later in the draft like that you think have upside and have the ability to develop, and we'll work hard at that. In terms of Dexter, you know, he's a talented corner. You know, there's some reasons that he ended up sliding a little bit in terms of where his talent is and where he was picked. There's a little bit of a gap there, and so it'll be up to him to make sure that, you know, he comes in, he's a good teammate, he practices hard, he does the right things, and he approaches things the right way to give himself a chance to be at his best. Because when he's at his best doing the things he should do, he's a pretty good football player.
Jack, you didn't take a defensive back until the seventh round. Is that a vote of confidence in the guys that you already have in-house?
I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't also say that I don't you know, want to give them a vote of confidence. But I think, you know, for us, you know, we wanted to make it competitive at a lot of different spots. You know, we are going through the college free agent process right now, and we will be adding some players at those positions, and they will be given a chance to compete. So, you know, we want to make it a really competitive roster. We want there to be genuine competition, and you know, we did the best we could to do that. We definitely feel like we should strengthen ourselves this weekend, and look forward to getting our hands on these guys and getting to work.
Valis is very young. What do you see as his potential, and what did you like about him in his 2 years at school?
Well, I think you know, he was a guy that had, I think he had 9 or 10 sacks this year. I mean, he's got a little bit of production in a major conference. You know, he's got some size and ability off the edge. We just felt like, you know, at that point in the draft, I mean, he was somebody we were willing to take a shot on and get a good look at and give him an opportunity to come in here and compete and see if he can do something off the edge of our defense. But, you know, it's you know, obviously if you're you know, still involved down low like that, you know, there's a reason that you slid down the board, and we'll try and help him, you know, grow through some of those things and become the kind of player that can help us.
You mentioned there was, you know, just the way the board worked out, there were positions you weren't able to address that you might have otherwise been able, would have liked to address. Were there any particular positions that you had a few guys that you really liked that it just never worked out that you were able to address in the draft?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you had just given us the first 9 players in the draft, we would have been fine, you know. Just call it a day, you know. Just doesn't work that way. You know, I mean, we grade a lot of these players. You go through the work, you know, and the tape and the evaluation process and all the background checks, all the character check, all the different things that you do to get prepared for this weekend. And, you know, there's some really talented people that you watch go by. You know, you watch somebody else take them, put them on their board, on their team. So we feel good about the process, the way it worked out for us, and certainly – you know, you don't get every player that you go into the weekend saying, boy, it would be great if we could somehow manage to get that guy. But we like the guys we did get.
Speaking of character checks, DeBose didn't travel with his team to his bowl game last year. Was that any red flag for you guys?
All those kinds of things are talked about, discussed, and worked through. Yeah, so, you know, we did that. And the guys that we have joining our football team we're comfortable with.
Coach, it seemed like the Southeast scout won a lot of the arguments, a lot of Florida guys on the team. Can you talk a little bit about the scouting process?
Zach was a popular scout up there, man.
It also seemed like a lot of the guys had connections to Coach Sal Sanceri as well. How much did you rely on him and his knowledge and his expertise throughout the process?
That's a piece of it. He and Jethro. I mean, Jethro was at Miami. Sal was at Florida State. You know, we have players from both programs. And certainly they played and recruited a lot of those young men as well. So that's a part of it. It's, you know, we're obviously tied in when you have a couple guys that are straight out of the college ranks. You know, the recruiting and the relationships with players and the understanding, you know, relationships with coaches and the ability to get, you know, really good detailed information and those things are all there. So we utilize that. And but, you know, it just worked out where we had, you know, some really good players come out of the area they had just left. But they, you know, Sal wasn't running the draft board up there.
Coach, these are young men coming out of a college program. A lot of times the jump can be big for them. How does it feel to have a guy in Joe Gomes and that strength and conditioning staff that's going to work closely with them so they can make that leap to the next level successful?
Well, I feel great about the entire staff, and you know, having Joe Gomes and his staff come in has been a very very important part of the process. What we have underway here, in terms of nutrition, in terms of the facilities and the weight room, and what we're doing with those guys, the routines, the things that we're exposing them to, and the different things we're doing with the training and the conditioning. The body composition, all those things, he's taking that to another level. I think all of our guys will benefit from that, and so he's done a great job. I feel really good about the coaching staff. You know, Brad Seeley's an excellent special teams coach, and Bill Musgrave and the offensive staff, and Kenny Norton, the defensive staff. I feel like we'll be able to develop some of our own players, some of the guys that are here, that were here. You know, it will be in a competitive environment. But we feel like we will develop, you know, a couple of guys that are here to be better. And then along with adding, you know, some players, you know, through free agency and through the draft, you know, we expect to be a much better football team.
Going back to your second round pick, Mario had said that you guys had told him that he might play a Leo spot. What kind of role do you envision for him?
Yeah, I'm not sure which of our coaches got carried away with disclosing what we're going to do with him before I can tell him to button it up, but we'll address that. We're gonna get him here and plug him in and let him learn to play defensive end, defensive tackle, Leo, closed end, whatever it is we decide makes the most sense for us and for him. And so, you know, we think he's a really good football player. We're looking forward to getting our hands on him, getting to work. Okay.
With both Edwards and Ball, are kind of comeback stories in a way. Do you look at their character more in that case? If guys have kind of, you know, had some things that have befallen them in college and trying to project the kind of players they will be more than they were, I guess, in college?
Well, I think you look at both. I think you're looking for productivity is not a bad thing. I think certainly you have a guy like Amari, you know, with excellent production, you know, and so that's a positive, you know. And then you have some guys that didn't maybe put up the kind of numbers that you know they're capable of, and so you're looking at other factors. So I think we look at the whole package. We look at, you know, these guys, in a total package. What do they bring? You know, character, playing time. The tape is always, you know, really important. The workouts are important, and you know, the background checks and all the work that goes into putting our board together. It's all a part of the process. But like I said, we feel really good about the young men that are joining us.
Coach, after all of this, analysts will obviously go and grade every team and how they did in this draft. What grade would you give yourself and your staff?
I'm more worried about how we grade out, you know, in September, you know, when we start playing games. Right now, I know it was a good, solid effort. I think we've had a lot of good, solid efforts, and we're just trying to put together, you know, one day after another, you know, make it a great day one day after another. And this is, I think, an excellent weekend for us, and, you know, just one step, you know, along the way in this process of building this organization back where it belongs.